Welcome to the Reynolds Hot Box, a podcast about local media and the future of media from the Reynolds Media Lab.
My name is Ian Cook. You're listening to a Nevada Vote edition of the Reynolds Hot Box, a podcast about local media and the future of media from the Reynolds Media Lab. This week, we've got a few stories lined up about specific segments of Nevada voters and how they feel about the upcoming election. But first, let's talk about early voting. Early voting opened in Lawler Stadium on Saturday, and Austin Daly and Alina Croft were there to talk to poll workers and voters about the election.
Hi, my name is Alina Croft, and I'm a multimedia reporter for the Reynolds Sandbox. I'm here today with Austin Daly behind the camera, covering the first day of early voting in Nevada on the University of Nevada, Reno campus.
I think that it's our civic duty. Mm-hmm. I teach fifth grade, and I teach about the Constitution, and yeah, I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't go vote.
Early voting is officially on. You can vote on campus, or you can send in that ballot you probably got in the mail. As a reminder, voting by mail is a safe and secure alternative during a global pandemic. After the break, we'll talk about some of this week's stories.
Welcome.
Hello.
We are the Reynolds Media Lab.
Media Lab.
Podcasts.
Client services.
Special projects.
Documentaries.
We are a production center at the Reynolds School of Journalism.
The Reynolds Media Lab.
Media Lab.
Media Lab.
We're back. This week, Reynolds Sandbox reporters Kira Hankel and Gracie Gordon reported about the role Asian American voters play in this election. This segment of the population is largely overlooked, they argue, because of culture and language barriers. This could be a critical mistake for the two candidates, though. Asian Americans make up about 9% of Nevada's population. An election could easily be decided with 9%, and that number is bound to get bigger as Nevada's fastest-growing population continues to increase. Of course, no conversation about this election cycle is complete without calling attention to the pandemic still raging on. As reported by Autumn Brewster, Austin Daly, and Abby Ocampo, the majority of voters are not satisfied with how the U.S. has handled the pandemic. This year's election is likely to be a referendum on Trump and Biden's abilities to influence the economy, and many voters are sending in their ballots without job security. One Reno local, 53-year-old Mario Dutra, said Trump's call to postpone stimulus talks until after the election was the last straw for him. Quote, "It definitely cost me my vote again," he said. On a broader, more global scale, Wyatt Laneza and Henry Stone reported on how university-aged students in other countries saw the upcoming U.S. election. Responses were varied, but they all united on one front. President Trump is an anomaly, and they have no idea how he became president. One Canadian student called incredulously on Trump's history as a TV star. One Japanese student was fascinated by the public's interest and involvement in politics. One Greek student said he now follows U.S. politics as much as Greek politics. For better or worse, Trump seems to be an inevitable part of the world's perception of Western politics. But Trump doesn't seem to be worried about global perception. Rather, his campaign is aiming laser-sharp focus on white suburban women this year in the aftermath of protests that erupted in violence over the summer.
So can I ask you to do me a favor? Suburban women, will you please like me? Remember? Please. Please. I saved your damn neighborhood, okay? The other thing, I don't have that much time to be that nice. You know, I can do it, but I gotta go quickly.
He believes his quote-unquote law and order approach can scare white suburban women into voting for him instead of Biden. But many of these women aren't convinced. One Clark County resident asked, "What am I supposed to be fearful of?" Another said she wants to see a return to, quote-unquote, some semblance of unity and dignity and respect in the U.S. All three of the women interviewed said they want to see voters turn out this year. They've got a point. This is a heck of an election coming up, and the stakes are high. This podcast is over. Now go out and vote. Talk to you next time.